Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, it's heating up everywhere. I mean, you know, Lincoln Riley goes to USC, and a coach is named within 3 hours of that, and wow. Now we see Notre Dame may need a coach because they're going to lose their coach to LSU, and what a carousel, huh? And you're right in the middle of this carousel because you don't know which way, who's coming in or who's going out.
Yeah, it's crazy, Larry. I mean, what we've seen today in college football, just between, well, really over the last 24 hours, between Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma to take USC, Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU, and then the transfer portal with how insane it's been today. This is a really, really crazy time to be following college football. And, you know, it seems like Miami might be right in the thick of it here soon, depending on, you know, some decisions that have to get made. But still, like you mentioned, you know, big AD hire that needs to happen here soon. And, you know, there's people definitely working on that right now.
Yeah, as you're bringing up the athletic director hire, and obviously that's everything. That's the, you know, that's that little piece we're waiting for from overseas, you know, to make this everything fit. Because once that gets into place, then we can start proceeding. And if, you know, that athletic director that they hired didn't have a for sure firm commitment on a head football coach, especially in light of everything that's happened and all these other A-line coaches or guys who may have been in the running for a job or all taking jobs in reality. What is there a plan B, or do we not know? Or because we know every time that news out of University of Miami doesn't come, people start making things up, you know, and then all of a sudden you have all these rumors. And, you know, I mean, we were going to have Chucky Gruden as the coach last time. So, heaven knows what's happening this time, but what do we do? Is there a plan B, or do you still stay with what you have? I wouldn't know which way to go because I'm not the AD.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think really step one is just finding an athletic director. I think that needs to be just a priority for Miami right now. They need to find people in there that are going to make, you know, some of these decisions regarding the future of the program. And, you know, that's really the job of the athletic director. And yeah, you know, there's some people that, you know, maybe could potentially, depending on how long that this search continues, that, you know, could maybe start making some decisions regarding, you know, let's say the future of Manny Diaz and, you know, what direction that's going to go in. But I mean, in terms of a plan B, I think plan B is plan A. It's get these next hires right. You know, and make sure you hit a home run at AD, and you know, whatever it is that happens after that, I think that, you know, it's do whatever you feel is absolutely best for the University of Miami football program, because it seems like there's a lot more people willing to invest. It seems like the university is sort of ready to get serious about football in terms of financial commitments, you know, with, you know, a lot more money expected to be pumped into the program, really regardless of who the head coach is. So, you know, I think it's all about just getting this right. I think that's probably the most important thing.
I mean, and you know, I mean, I tried to make a case in the beginning of the show. I mean, why, you know, that it's so easy always to to press that panic button and press that reset button to the point where, when does it stop? What if who you replace Manny with, especially now as the choices are dwindling down, is not better than what you have? It's not better than 5-1 in the last six games in a bowl bid, and that's. You see, that's what I'm always, just like AD-wise, you know, people are screaming and yelling, well, if we got rid of Blake James, and we got to get somebody better than him. If you get somebody who's equal, or then what good is it? That's why I'm trying to say that, you know, you say, especially at a place like Miami, Gabby, where they're fundraising just to stay alive, and now you're fundraising just to pay off, you know, the coaches' contracts. And you know, obviously you'd love to give a hefty contract to a coach, but at the same time, there's got to be a way that you're going to have to fulfill a lot more than just a year or two and have to eat 3 years of these contracts, because this is just going to kill the school. Because, you know, I mean, it's a private school that relies on a lot of fundraising, and that's what the AD has to do. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why it's so important to get this next one right, because of these cycles that you're sort of talking about, how it seems like every 3 or 4 years we're having this conversation regarding Miami football. And, you know, and I think just that, I think that's a huge part of this is finding someone better. And I think that that's why you haven't seen Miami make a move, you know, regarding the future of Manny Diaz. They haven't fired him like a lot of these other schools, you know, have sort of moved on from their coaches. You saw Florida do that with Dan Mullen. You know, I think Miami's truly weighing what it is that's best for the university right now. And, you know, I know that there is some internal support for people that, you know, really like Manny Diaz and think, again, like what you mentioned there, 5-1 in these last six games, you know, that means something. You know, you got the guys sort of playing the right way. And, you know, it's possible that at the end of this, they come to the conclusion that Manny Diaz might be the best guy for the job, especially if, let's say, they can't go pull a guy like a Mario Cristobal, who, again, when you're talking about, you know, home runner, is this guy better than this guy? I think one of the clear answers there, if you're the University of Miami, is a guy like Mario Cristobal, let's say, you know, a guy that has taken Oregon to, what, 3 Pac-12 championships now, can potentially win his third now. But let's say you can't get a guy like that. I mean, I think, you know, is anyone else out there better? Like, we're talking about these coaches and everything that's going on right now, and it's like, who's out there that's going to do a better job with this team than Manny Diaz right now? So, you know, I think that that's a fair argument, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Gabby Arudia joining us, 24/7 Sports. He covers the Canes and does it extremely well. And your big thing is recruiting as well. And now you're seeing that. We're going to be having Wesley Besanth on in the next hour, talk to him a little bit. But aside from that, this transfer portal, everybody's feeling a little bit good about themselves because they figure, well, what we miss out on a high school senior, maybe we can get in a transfer portal like somebody that they got this last cycle in Rambo. I mean, who's worked out pretty darn good.
Yeah. I mean, that's a part of the college football game right now. You know, again, if you've been on social media at all today, you've seen just the absolute absurdity that it was in the transfer portal. And, you know, it's just the way the game is going to sort of start trending, especially again with, you've seen a bunch of guys announce that they're going to transfer from Oklahoma with the departure of Lincoln Riley. There is an out for these kids now. You know, if these kids are put in a bad situation or feel like they, you know, want to move spots, they have the freedom to do so one time, penalty free, where they can just be immediately eligible. So, you know, Miami's really been one of the more successful programs in terms of the transfer portal when you consider, you know, De'Aaron King and Jalen Phillips and Quincy Roche, Charleston Rambo. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of examples of guys that Miami's been able, in ways that, you know, Miami's been able to utilize the transfer portal that has helped them elevate the program and elevate the team on a year-to-year basis. So, yeah, you know, the high school recruiting is still super important when you can get those, you know, tip-of-the-top guys. But where I really think it hurts is sort of like that middle sort of, I guess sort of like the middle class of a recruiting class, you know, those guys that maybe would get a shot at a program and maybe be a developmental guy and maybe year 3 or 4, you know, they start to contribute. Those guys, it's almost not worth taking a risk on them anymore because, you know, you can go out and use that same roster spot to get an immediate impact guy. And maybe you can get a handful of them or even a little bit more than a handful of them. I mean, that's what the situation Miami's looking at right now. They have 8 guys in their recruiting, 8 high school kids committed in that recruiting class. And, you know, they could easily go out and get 10, 12 transfers, you know, at positions that they could use immediate depth, you know, guys that can come in and play right away that they don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, this kid may need, you know, a year and a half to put on 15, 20 pounds.
Yeah, good stuff. Tell, before we let you go, tell everybody how they can follow you, reach you, website, social media.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Gabby Arudia 24/7. You can definitely find all of our work at InsideU.com. That's the Miami 24/7 sports site. And shameless plug, we're having a 75% off promo that lasts until midnight. And you can get all of our work at a really, really cheap rate right now. We've got tons of insider scoop there, so feel free to check that out.
Good stuff. Gabby, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Gabby Arudia does a tremendous job.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.